I don't know if I have lipstick on my teeth or not.
Does it matter?
It does. You know when you're smiling and then you look like you have purple spinach on your teeth?
Yeah.
But it's lipstick.
Is that how you're in the show?
Because I don't wear it often enough. So when I do, I feel like una kid,
una something
on my face. Welcome, guys, to the Same Different Podcast. Wow, wow, wow.
Nice.
Welcome, guys, to the Same Different Podcast. I tried to rap. Clearly, I'm not Jay-Z.
You wanna rap it up?
Welcome to the Same Difference Podcast. I'm Dee.
And I'm Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And we are season 2, episode 2.
Yay! Yay! Cue the applause.
Yeah,
she loves pressing buttons. Yeah. You know, like Dexter and Diddy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm Diddy. I'm Diddy. I'm supposed to be Diddy. But actually, I'm Diddy as well, if you ask my brothers.
You
but
do.
Anyway.
Do.
What's good?
It's good.
What's
it's
happening with you?
It's just, you know, life.
Yeah, how's your week been?
Good.
Yeah.
Cannot complain.
Yeah.
You know, we're in January. It's just, you know, the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So things are...
Last week you told me you're whole resolution thing. So you're like...
I'm not, but, you know, like society is.
Same difference.
difference, yeah. Like society is.
Yeah.
Society is hell-bent on, like, putting a day and a time and whatever on life. And that's, you know, that's good for structure and whatever. That's, you know... So life is... starting, it's like the train. It's like
I mean, yeah,
we're not on a steady pace yet.
Today, we're obviously recording at the wonderful
Creative
Caravan Studios. Shout out Sharon Mashira.
Shout out.
We will, as usual, as always, as per
everything
in where
in the description.
And in the bio.
In the socials, in the bio, in everything, everything.
Check link in bio.
Check link in bio.
Yeah,
and
so,
also, asante sana kwa watazamaji.
I know.
Yeah.
Guys, we've listened to your appeal. Let it be known that we listen. We're listening.
We heard you. We're here.
Now we have video content. Now we have audio content.
Yeah.
I mean, talk to me nice.
Talk to us,
but,
you know?
Yeah. So
comment
today.
Down below, subscribe, share, whatever you gotta do on all platforms.
And
our audio and our video.
Have you even seen what I'm wearing? Like, are you not jealous?
I know you're looking. I am very jealous.
Yeah.
I'm very, very jealous.
I would be if I was you, you know.
Facts.
Anyway, we'll talk about that
later. We'll talk about
later.
But yeah.
What are we talking about today? What's up? What's going on?
Today, the topic is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're about to peel back a lot of layers.
Okay, onion.
Yeah.
Onion-y.
We're
Africans. We like onions anyway.
The lesson it has taken you the longest to learn.
Yeah. These hoops are too big for life. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. What is the lesson that has taken you the longest to learn?
To learn. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
We're starting this new year deep.
Yeah. Mm? So you guys are like new year,
to
new
go
me.
Deep and get your floaters.
Blue.
So.
Real quick.
I mean, what's the lesson that has taken you the longest to learn?
Mm-hmm.
I know this in my core because it's my biggest struggle.
Before we even do that, let me ask you a question. Mm. Why? How did, because this was your topic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
You wanted to talk about
I know
this
in my core. You know
yeah.
why? So are you about to ask me why I wanted to talk about
it? Yeah, why is this something?
Because I feel like there's something to be learned from people who might resonate with us.
Yeah.
So, for instance, the reason I picked it is because I have people-pleasing tendencies. And so, therefore, my lessons come in that way.
Ooh.
That's why.
Are you saying you've been hurt a lot more in life by people?
Oh, Lord.
Like you've been like
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's something and that I actually, you know, I want to touch on in a larger scale.
Right.
Because when you have people pleasing tendencies,
right.
you can't really deal with conflict well. Let me not say you. I can't really deal with conflict
as a result
well.
Of your people
pleasing
tendencies.
Because I see conflict and I run. And it could literally be why is that a fork, not a spoon? My survival mechanism kicks in.
You're out.
It kicks in. And mentally I'm out. I'm like protect.
And what and for you, protection is flight.
Flight.
That's crazy.
Flight. Yeah, so that's why I wanted to talk about this topic. So for me, the lesson that's taken me the longest to learn is don't invest in people based on how much you like them. Invest in people based on how much they invest in you.
Right.
Okay. Just and so...
Wait, rewind.
Say that again.
Come back for the people in the back who didn't hear that.
Okay. don't invest in people based on how much you like them. Invest in people based on how much they invest in you. And I heard that quote from Matthew Hussey.
That's a quote from
Matthew Hussey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Matthew. You are talking to every single person.
Selling your body? Yeah, like you went like,
like I feel personally attacked by that. Mm. Like even if I don't necessarily think I'm a people pleaser,
yeah.
I can actively say that that is like you want people to like you. You want you want people to
and that's
want
the
to
thing.
Be around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like for me, it's I've always found myself feeling so overextended because I've given and given and given and my cup is empty and I'm still giving.
Right.
Okay. Because I have perceived saying no as being unlikable.
Yeah.
So
no one likes
I'm just
to hear
like,
the word,
I'll bend over backwards and contort myself into a pretzel to help you. You okay there, mate?
I'm gonna state this for the record. Uh-huh. This is not a reflection on the wine. More a reflection on my
shout
body.
Shout out Arlequin Wines, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Arlequin Wines.
Our
alcoholic partner.
No, I was gonna say, you know how you feed and water plants?
Yeah.
Arlequin waters us.
Yes.
Shout out Arlequin Wines, Australian wines. We'll link them.
We'll link
as
them
as per usual.
And we're having today. We're drinking what?
The Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet
or
Sauvignon.
Cab Sav. Yeah.
Cab Sav. It's really. It's actually a really full body.
It's really bloody good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. Now you've inspired me to take a sip.
Anyway, back to what we were actually talking about.
Yeah, so I was saying my thing is that's a lesson that's taken me the longest to learn because I keep getting kicked in the bum. Not literally, but life keeps kicking me in the bum because it's like, don't you remember last time? Don't you remember the last time you overextended yourself and robbed yourself of your own time and your own goals and to help so-and-so or to be there for so-and-so to show up for this person? And I'm not even showing up for myself.
Shit, you're just making me realize how much of a people pleaser I am.
I was gonna say, you know, earlier you said I'm not a people pleaser, and I was like,
shut up.
We'll wait for that to unfold.
Shut up. You know, sometimes breakthroughs take time. Okay, well, yeah, I have probably been lying to myself about like that position because I don't consider myself a people pleaser. I consider myself reliable. Available.
Oh, so that's what you call
that's
it to make
that's
it
what
palatable
I call, yeah, exactly
for
myself.
Yeah.
But if I was to be absolutely honest, if you hold importance to in my life, I will wreck myself
for you.
For you,
yeah,
right.
But you see what that does is, and I learned this from experiencing it as well, experiencing the disappointment.
Yeah.
So, someone close to me has also the same tendencies, right?
Right,
and they would promise something for fear of disappointing me when they knew
they were
never
going to
deliver.
That.
Now, for me, I take things quite literal.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
You've noticed this
I
about
know
me.
This
you
about
know,
you.
Like, I take things quite literal. When you say it's 2 p.m.,
it's
2 p.m. When you say I'm coming tomorrow at 9 and I'm bringing the car,
yeah.
I literally will, I will by 8:30, I'll be ready.
Yeah,
that's the kind of person
I
am.
Yeah, yeah. You text,
so when you
text,
tell me.
You text me things like, are you still coming? And I'm like, it's 10.
Yeah, because I'm like, if we agree 11 and you come at 12, let me tell you, I have to rewire my brain to be like, okay, system must malfunction for error. I have to actually whatever myself. So anyway, out of a lot of broken promises, not even just from adulthood, this goes back to childhood. My trauma comes from childhood.
Of course.
You know, when you're told, if you're number one, we'll buy you a bike. You're number one, and then you're told, but you didn't get 97%. You got 89. So
that's
it's
crazy.
Like, you know, that constant moving goalpost. That's what created the trauma and made me not want to be like that.
Now for me, like, my childhood, that if you become number one, I'll buy you this. That was for me already a reason for me to be like, question.
Mm.
So you're saying the only way for you to buy me this thing
oh yeah, you. I can picture that because right. that's how you are right now.
I am, yeah.
You, I don't know. You should be the lawyer between us because I'm yeah, like, you I'm argue like, yeah, everything I, like, and out and I'm like, no, girl.
In order for me to understand things, yeah. I have to really like pick it apart and like put the different elements together. So like, you know, if my mother, like I remember this one time my mom said, if I learn how to dive, then she'll get me a gift. And I like that for me, like I learned that she was the only person who knows how to talk. Like you, if you're keeping it vague, it is 1+1 vague.
Yeah.
Right? It is not, if you become number one, I will buy you something. She's like, if you learn, like it's a simple thing. If I learn how to dive, something that is actionable now, right? I will buy you something. The something could be anything. The something could range from a PlayStation to an ice cream.
So then would that motivate you to do the thing?
Now, the reward is not the issue. Me, what motivates me now is getting the thing done, right? So now my mom would be like, if you learn how to dive, I'll get you something. I'll get you something nice.
So you're like, I must
learn how to dive because I want something nice.
Okay.
From zero to a million.
And would that something nice always come?
It doesn't matter. It'll be nice because I learned how to dive.
Okay. Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Okay. The focus so is not on the good. Reward. The you focus is on
I mean, my focus was on the reward.
So now for me, that's
like, give me my damn bike.
So now that's the kind of, no, for me now, it wasn't even the reward. For me, it was learning how to do the thing, like becoming like the thing that gets the reward. Yeah. Either way, I'm going to get the reward because I'm going to do the thing.
Yeah.
So, and that's how I am in terms of like, I guess, pleasing people or like being there for people or be like, I am really good at being there.
Yeah.
Fuck the reward. Like, even if you pat me on the back.
Yeah.
Great.
But that's not how I mean it. I mean it in the sense that that's what created the trauma for me of unfulfilled promises.
Yeah, for you it's the reward.
And so I became the opposite. I over-fulfill promises.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So because I don't want this...
Regardless
you,
of the reward.
Regardless. It doesn't even matter, the reward. Like, you might tell me, oh, D, man, you know, I'm in a fix. Can you come and help me? And maybe I'm dying. Maybe I have cramps. Maybe and I'll be like, yeah, sure. What do you need? Like that, like that. Wow. And so instead of being like, yo, Jenny, actually, I'm really, really not in a good place right now. I'm just like, nah, get yourself together. Go help Jenny. That's then you crazy. See, by the time I'm done with you, I'm double depleted.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's the thing that takes me the longest to learn. Like, I overdo it.
You overdo it.
Yeah.
That's
so what you said, your lessons, the lesson that it's taking you the longest to learn, it's not an overarching lesson. It's more like in your career, this is the lesson. Yeah. In your family and friendships and that kind of life, there's a different lesson. Yeah. So I was like, okay, what is it in your career? That was very interesting
to
me.
What in my career?
That for you, it's broken down like that.
The longest, the lesson that it has taken me the longest to learn is that what it is that I have to say is valid. Like, because, you know, like in life I find that there's an unnecessary like labeling and segmenting of life, like of a person, say for example. So like, I am female, filmmaker, African, and somehow all those things have to be all threaded to make one thing, yet they are separate things on their own, right? And each carries a different baggage or each carries a different weight, right? So I find it very strange when people call me, or when people say female African filmmaker. It's like, you have said so many different things that, yes, that happen to exist in one person.
So does, is that...
So my lesson, yeah. So my lesson is that Jenny, I, skinny filmmaker, that, whatever that encompasses, that is valid, that is real, that is true, that is powerful.
The
that
filmmaker
is impactful.
Part?
Everything. Because I am not just a filmmaker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that is one hat that I wear, right?
And is that, I mean, how does that show up for you in terms of your work? Does that mean that you'd now... You don't realize your worth, or you don't speak your worth. What is it? What is it that
so for me, how it presented myself is that I find myself working for other people, right? Like bringing other people's work to life, rather than my
your own,
right? Acting as a how do I put it? Acting as a aid in the cause. But for someone else, You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So like neglecting again. So
yeah, neglecting
neglect of self.
Of yeah, because yeah. I find that it's already so segmented who I am perceived to be, mm-hmm. right? Because you know, like if we talk about like my sexuality, mm-hmm. if we talk about like my femininity, mm-hmm. if we talk about my Africanness, those are all three things that appear differently. Sometimes as one,
yeah,
but very rarely because as maybe me, you know what I mean? Like it is individual. That equation is individual to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, filmmaker, female, African. That is me, and maybe like the only like you know you can pick them out.
Yeah,
right. But it's not a mass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, like I find that overwhelms my understanding, or rather my ability to like put out myself, because it's like, okay, I'm going to run into the conversation of, is this film gay?
Mm.
Say, for example,
mm-hmm.
right?
So, okay.
Like,
so
as being
identity,
gay myself.
So many layers of identity.
Right,
there's
yeah.
the filmmaker, then there's the gay girl,
yeah.
then there's the gay filmmaker.
But even no,
jeez.
Even just filmmaker.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a gay filmmaker.
No, but you're saying you encounter it.
Yeah.
So it's like, You said this to me before, and I told you I'd never thought about it that way. You said to me, "There's no gay film." And
there's no
like,
such thing.
Duh.
No shit.
Duh.
Yeah.
The film doesn't have a sexuality.
No, it doesn't.
But the way that you're perceived is, oh, the
because
gay
I am gay.
Filmmaker.
The film that I will make is going to be gay, and it's like, nyoing. How? How?
Yeah.
How now, bro?
It makes no sense.
And so then that overwhelms me.
Yeah.
Because then now, the weight of, say, for example, my sexuality
mm-hmm.
becomes then now representation in my work. Am I representing my community?
She. Okay, so,
right?
So, what's the lesson that's taken you the longest to learn as it pertains to
that it doesn't
you,
matter.
Your life,
whatever it is that I want to communicate as a filmmaker, say for example, because this is now in my workspace, right? As a filmmaker, regardless of what it is that I make,
mm-hmm.
it is valid. Whatever whatever it is that I have to say, regardless of who it is that I am away from my filmmaking, it is valid.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like,
it's valid.
Yeah. I could choose to make a film that has provocative subject matter in it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make me a provocative filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
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 And I think...
And when you think about it, people don't really say straight filmmaker.
No. But there's a weight that is put.
We
you know?
Don't really refer to the sexuality of what is considered the norm.
Yeah,
which is hetero.
And even if you
so
were to look at say for example like even the conversation like if you were to take it a step down right and we were to talk about say like male filmmaker female filmmaker right there is like conversations around female filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like,
oh, look,
you get
Jenny,
what I'm saying. Like,
you're truly an onion. So you peeled, sexuality.
So I've taken
layer.
The sexuality layer back. Then now it's not a whole gender conversation.
Gender layer.
It's like
as
give
well.
Women a chance. It's like we've been making.
And then you
film.
Also have to film.
It
the
doesn't
African.
Change. Yeah. And then now. Oh
nah,
shit! Now
stop,
I become an African
stop.
Filmmaker. All of a sudden, you're expecting me to make films about Africa.
Stop.
Right? It's like.
Do you sometimes just like...
It becomes overwhelming.
You know
when
the TV goes gray and white, you're,
yeah,
just,
you're
like,
just like,
I am not present.
Oh my
present.
God. What?
I am...
The fuck
yeah.
are you actually... What kind of film are you actually asking me to then make? A gay African female film.
Mm.
The fuck? Right. So like for me, like, yeah. So work and... So for me, it's the validity in the work.
Yeah.
I am a craftsman, regardless of my gender, regardless of my sexuality.
And I love
regardless
that,
of my, yeah.
what that represents for someone who wants to be in your craft, who's looking up to you. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love what that represents for someone who is 12, 13, when you're starting to, and looks
even
up.
Even a
and,
20-year-old right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I hope someone like that can
shit,
see
yeah.
this and be like, oh.
It's not about any of that.
Mm.
It's not about any of that.
And what about in your personal life, though? Like, what's the lesson that takes you the longest to learn in friendships, in family, in, you know, relational day-to-day?
That is such a big one, you know? It's like, okay, so.
That's me.
Right? Like. Had you even forgotten?
We forgot the soundtrack. You see what happens.
That was a real one. Okay, so for me, because I think there are very many lessons, like, and
one, the overarching, the one you would say, God damn it, I thought I dealt with this last month, or I thought I was, you know.
I don't know. I think for me, in my personal life, be it family, be it partners, be it friendships, it's like, for me, it's taken me a minute to come to terms with the fact that, you know, life has shown me some shit, and that has made me very reclusive when especially when I'm overwhelmed, right? Like, if something is bugging me, you will not see me. I will deal with it in the solace of self.
Same.
I
saw a quote the other day, and I posted it on my stories. It says, how am I your friend if we laugh together but you cry alone? And I felt attacked. Do you feel attacked?
No. I'm still your friend.
Oh,
I'm still your friend.
You're like, I'm not trying to talk to you about my problems.
No, I'm gonna talk to you about my problems, but like, some parts of it, I'm not gonna necessarily share.
Some or be honest.
Some.
Yeah.
Most.
Oh, it's all. I mean,
it's more most than anything.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I may not come off of, like, I may not come off as it, but I am a very guarded.
I mean, I know.
Yeah, I'm a very good, like, I'm a very guarded human being.
But had I met you, you know, away from maybe in your work life or something, I'd have never.
You would have never thought
No, never.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're so social and so bubbly, and you're the life of the party.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but I'm a very, I know, you get your moments.
Anybody know.
You get your moments where you're just like missing.
Yeah. Gone.
MIA.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just appear.
Resurface.
Like, yeah. It's like, yeah. And for me, it's a very unhealthy thing. And very. I know this about myself. And I know this about myself. Mm. And that's the thing that is taking me the longest to learn, that it's okay to
not be okay.
To share.
Same difference.
That you're not okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, it's okay. It's
not to be okay.
Right. Because, and this goes back to like who I am for other people rather than who I am for myself. Right?
Talk,
so like, I'm gonna be there for you, right? I'm gonna be the best listener. I'm gonna sit there and we're gonna do, like, you wanna, you like, I'm the best wingman.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You wanna fuck shit up?
Yeah.
You know, like, let's go. You wanna?
I've seen you go like into full armor. You're like, okay,
alright. You wanna cry?
Where are we going?
Let's go. Let's go. Like, if you wanna cry, let's cry. You know, you wanna fuck some shit up.
And I actually, that's something I really, 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 really like about you. Really, really like about you, because it's like, it's that instant awareness that you have. There's a friend in you. Like, I have a friend who cares about the things I care about.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
that's the basis of friendship.
So
I get that, and so I'm just like, okay, yeah.
But I can't be that for myself. I can't do that for myself. I can't be like, all right, Jenny, let's go.
Yeah,
let's rally.
That's what you have to do. You have to fill your cup first.
Yeah, but then I don't know. I guess for me, it's like, because I need that from somebody else. Because I'm constantly giving. I can't give to myself. That is a concept I don't understand. I can't give to myself.
You can.
Like, and that's what I'm saying.
You know how you give to yourself?
How?
Like, I'm not saying you go and buy yourself a present and you're like, oh,
Jenny,
you shouldn't have. No. I mean.
Damn.
So for instance, I'll give you my example. Reading a book for me. No phones, no human interaction. That's me giving to me.
Really?
Yes. That's how I look at it. So
you can absolutely give to myself a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Because
that's what I do when I retreat.
Give to yourself.
That's what I do when I retreat. Because you see, like, there's some things that I can't do
with friends. You're filling
yourself
up.
Yeah, there's some things I can't do with my, with anybody. You know, like, say for example.
With anybody?
Yeah, like, so for example, like, playing video games.
Yeah, like, you can do that with people.
I can. But the way I enjoy video games.
Or is solo dolo.
Is very much by myself.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you need that solitude. You need that moment of solitude to come back to yourself.
Come back
to
myself.
You see, that's exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
I meant that thing that you do that literally it's feeding you, like meditation, like the, you know, those things. Very simple things. But they actually make a world of difference. And I feel like that's why even I need solitude when I'm going through, you know, some shit. It's because I'm like, I don't know how to not be there for you.
Yeah.
Hence, you know, my earlier problem.
Yeah.
Therefore, I must vanish.
Yeah. I need to go rejuvenate.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
And be able to be like,
be there for you again. Or
now,
be there for the world.
Now I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't, you know, this, I don't want to call it self-care, mm-hmm. but that's really what it is. You know, your relationship with self is mm-hmm. not a conversation that is often had.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also not really taught this at any point in your life. Mm-hmm. No one ever stops you and says, this is how to be a good person to yourself. This is how to be a good friend
that's
to yourself.
That's it. And what a tragedy, right? Because, yeah it's...
You're taught
like
how to treat yourself.
It's taken me 30-something years to learn something that I should have learned when I was, you know, single digit years.
I wish, you know, like
but again, you know,
and like even just the ability to just like have a conversation and converse through your problems, because I think that the for me the thing is when it gets overwhelming, I don't care to be around people because all I will do is explode because
you like, haven't processed yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if there was a space for like if and I don't mean therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that is a necessary tool
mm-hmm.
for anybody who's you know what? For anybody. Mm-hmm. The same way you decide to take Maramoja or antacid for whatever problems, go see a therapist and get some shit off your chest to like, you know, like I think that is a prudent thing for somebody to do. But I'm not talking about therapy. I'm talking about like amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ability for you to just be able to say.
We were talking about this yesterday, remember?
Yeah. The ability for you to just be like, yo, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
This is shit. This feels like shit.
Let me tell you, I saw this maybe 2 years ago or so on Nameless's page. He had taken a picture of a bunch of him and his friends.
Yeah.
And he said, We have a group of men, like us guys, we have a group on WhatsApp where we text each other the emoji of a dustbin when we're feeling some type of way. Like, you're not okay, but you don't want to necessarily say those things.
Wow.
So
that's
you text an emoji of a bin.
That's crazy.
And the boys know to rally up, come get you, maybe take you somewhere, maybe do something you like to do, maybe take you for a beer. And I was like,
you know what?
My mind was like,
that is
hit
incredible.
That applause button. I know you're dying too.
I've been.
All right. Okay, cool.
What
cool.
does this button do?
So, I absolutely loved that concept because as a non-talker, I process by solitude, which is not healthy any way, shape, or form, because it means I still haven't offloaded.
And it's very much self-deprecating.
I needed to offload.
Yeah, and it's
and
very
so
much,
I pilot, and then you'll step on me, and I'll be like, rah!
Right.
So I am starting to learn that, most especially because I want to be able to communicate to my partner, hey, I'm having a shitty day.
Yeah.
And not feel like
you've heard him
built up, you know, like I like,
or that, or that you, or that something that you've said, has done more damage than you are currently experiencing.
Yeah.
Because you see, now that for me is the thing that bothers me the most. I do not want to be a burden to anybody.
That's
I do not
the other
thing. Want to now have to. Yes, I can say yes. Okay, fine. You've said you've availed yourself to me.
And that,
cool.
that comes from not having your needs met as a child.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like...
So you sort of learn to deal with that trauma in being like, okay, cool.
Fine.
I've faced
it's
so
fine.
Much disappointment.
Or it's
I don't want to do it anymore.
I guess my job is to be there for other people rather than them being there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a really bad way to look at that, especially the people that are in your life and that are important to you, because that's an unfair thing to them.
It's so unfair. My cousin said this. He said, why would you? So he was saying it in the context of, you know how, like, again, givers, you do, you do, you do, you do. And then when someone wants to do for you, you're like, oh, no. So he was like, why would you take from me the opportunity to give back to you? Yeah. That's what he asked. And yeah. I was like,
oh shit.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because that's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. And
you're
that's
taking away the other person's ability to be there for you.
Yeah. And for me, it is rather learning how to frame it, not in the aspect of control, right? Like, it's not that I'm relinquishing control over this situation. Mm-hmm. It's that this is the best and only way to communicate,
mm-hmm.
and to move and to process and to, you know, like,
yeah. So what do you do? I mean, is that something for you?
I'm like, starting to, you know, just, you know.
What do you talk. Do to get out of that space?
Just talk.
Yeah.
Because you see, for me, it's
at very first, is it like
No. Like, I'm just, I'll say one thing, you know, or I'll do one thing that help. Is very much out of the norm.
Help.
Like
think twice.
Like today, it's gonna sound so robotic. I had a showing of emotion.
Who?
To a person who I rarely
show emotion to.
Yeah, or even just like warm, familiar.
God, how does it feel? Does it feel like you're simultaneously naked and like stripped and like,
and it feels embarrassing? Or
you're like, you want to hide in a corner and you want to hug and a kiss on the forehead as well?
Yeah, I want to be told, you know, when I like, and it was a quick interaction. It was like a quick, like 1-2, and then I high five this person. I was like, high five.
Like, let's introduce the awkward to push out the emotion.
But then, you know, the thing is, for me, it's like, it was about time.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't want to dwell in the, you know, in the isolation of like not talking and like, it would be nice if we got back to norm. And I guess that's for us, like a way, that for me is my like push forward, you know, like, okay, let's see if we can get back to this, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. And you know, like, because it's lonely being lonely.
It is. Oh, it
it's
is.
It's lonely.
Oh,
isolating.
Say that again, please.
It's lonely being lonely. It's
lonely being lonely. And, you know, my heart was going out to people, you know, in the pandemic and with lockdowns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We've been lucky here because our lockdowns are not necessarily as strict. Nope. We don't have the military trying to enforce lockdowns. Yeah. I was thinking of people overseas where lockdown means lockdown. And if you live by yourself, it means whatever restrictions are in place, you must follow them, whether you like it or not.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're going to face massive fines and things like that.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of people with that personality type being isolated.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, Lord.
It would have made me the worst version of myself. Mm. Like, I would have hid. Like, if I was away from home in the sense of, like, isolated in another country and away from, like, people.
Yeah.
I would have like that would have really wedged like distance properly between me and my family because legit it's like if like I tend to be the person
so like, even when you're like literally not in the same country with them you'll be a recluse wherever you are. See, my reclusiveness is different. Right, so if we're in the same country, I will be a recluse. If I'm in another country, I'll talk to you a bit more because I'm just like, you can't pop up on me see the truth.
If I'm not here,
I'm not okay.
If I'm not here, do you know how hard it is for me to speak to my family members like abroad?
Mm.
It like I find it, I don't know.
If you're
to
not here.
To pick up
here,
my phone and I find it so hard to connect with somebody like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I can connect with you whether you're on Mars or not. Like, I can connect with you. I just
like we will go for years without talking. If you're not in the same space, and then if I'm in the same space as you and I'm going through some shit, you will not see me.
See you.
Yeah. Oof. So now if I was not in the country when the pandemic happened, I don't think my family would have had to have pulled teeth to find me. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's mine. But
It's so interesting.
But what do you get out on the other end of it? Like, after you've learned the lesson, like.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's taking me the longest to learn because I haven't learned it yet. I still catch myself in those moments where I'm like, come on, like, stop. And that's why I was telling you last week when I was saying about New Year, New Me, or rather resolutions.
I don't
strictly have resolutions, but I have these feelings of this year. I want to do less people pleasing. So, you know, that's one of the things. Like, I want to do less people pleasing, and I want to speak my mind more without the fear of, oh, you know, you don't speak your mind, because if you speak your mind, you offend. I just want to speak my mind, and that's it. I can't manage now how you take it. I can't manage your emotions.
And that's also a lesson that, you know, I guess you're also learning, is that taking responsibility and like accountability for the progression of this feeling that you have and this declaration that you're making.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I guess that's because I guess you've learned the lesson. It's just that it's taken you a very long time.
No, but that's the thing.
You're actively learning the lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're getting a kick in the bum,
and then I stand back up and I go back to class and I'm like, okay, teacher, now I'm here. Tell me,
I'm
and
ready,
then I
let's
get,
go.
Get kicked in the bum again and start again.
And I like that. And I'm like, and that's every lesson. Like there's no start. I mean, there's a start to a lesson, but there's no end to it. Like you're constantly learning and affirming it. And I think that's, you know, if we ask ourselves this question again.
So now do you want to thank Matthew Hussey?
I do want to thank him, but fuck him though. That quote just like straight up like
why?
Came
at,
he just
are you
like straight up came
me?
At people. He was like, I am choosing violence forever. Yeah. But
But I mean, look, this year has started off mad, you know, last year ended up mad crazy for us because, you know,
life Corona,
Omarion, everything. Yeah. This year, you know, we've started off on a, you know, on a high, and I'd like to maintain that momentum, not just because of Suju New Year, New Me, but I'd just like to maintain the momentum of freshness and newness and excitement. I was so excited to get back to recording again, man. I was so excited about that. So just, you know, that
that rejuvenation, revitalization. Mm-hmm. It's dope.
So
we're
looking so fresh.
Hold on, even before we do that, let's wind up nicely.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, lessons are lessons. They take a little bit of time. In order for them to stick, you know. And I'm just glad that I'm aware enough to take responsibility for the lesson and for the consequences of putting these things into practice, you know. So it's a dope thing.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. And that's the thing. It's more than learning the lesson.
Yeah.
I think what the thing that I'm used to in my life, in like in my closest relationships, is also keeping each other accountable.
Right.
Someone being like, yo, I noticed you doing this.
Yeah.
And you had said this makes you feel and do this. That goes against
what
your
trainness. Yeah. What you're trying to achieve. Do. Yeah.
And that helps you sort of that other mirror, you know? Yeah. And those are the mirrors that are reflected to us in our friendships, in our relationships. So, I think let's just continue to, help each other do better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hey. So now let's talk about how fresh we look.
Fresher than fresh bread. Straight from the oven. What am I saying?
We look like toast.
So
fresh.
Yeah.
Crispy.
Listen.
Crunchy.
When
buttery.
I saw this denim, I was like immediately knew I wanted a dress in. I need a dress in this.
Yeah.
In this print. Because it's just so fly. It makes me feel like I'm Gen Z. Like you can't tell me shit when I'm wearing this. You can't tell me my age. You can't. I'll tell you I'm 15
can't tell you
years.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Can't tell you nothing. Mm. You coming in hot.
So, once again, the drip is from GP
Apparel.
And look at you. You look like
fly.
A walking video game. Ebu, tell us.
Bro, I am a ninja. Because you know who I be. You know who I be. You know how I move.
Yeah.
Silently, swiftly.
So cool.
Killer.
Like, it's just, I love Check the pixelated. Out. You know that pixelated
yeah,
look?
That, yeah. yeah. It's like, it's
Again,
fine.
You look like a 15-year-old.
I'm looking
like
fly.
We look so fresh.
I'm looking fly.
Aye.
You know, and from Check head to toe.
Yeah.
So, I'm wearing GP from head.
Oh,
talk.
You're wearing all Jip. Like,
all
okay,
Jipe.
Mine is the denim. This
Jipe
denim.
Jipe apparel.
Is Jipe.
Up here.
This is.
And my shoes looking fit.
Can't remember. But but Jipe is, you know,
yeah,
this denim.
They got us. They got us on lock. They got us looking really good.
I really love their pieces. I can't
really
wait for
good,
them
yeah.
to launch so people can check
yeah
check out.
Yeah we got that limited edition we got that unreleased
so
shit.
Don't be that person who took too long to learn about GP
it's right here. So GP apparel, we'll link them in the description below for the YouTubers in
and
our bio on the Instagrams and
don't
stuff.
Also sleep on our production team. Don't do
you
it
can't.
Don't try it
you can't
don't do it
you
like,
can't got and who they be we have Safari. And then we have Kiki. I'm telling you, like, we out here killing it. Like, you don't know. Also, where are we recording?
At Creative Caravan.
Boom.
Duh.
You don't know. And then you know, also, keep knowing. Uh-huh.
Also, we've been, for the last couple of, like, for the last 2 weeks, we've been sipping on some really good wine.
Oh my gosh.
Arlequin wine, shout out.
Shout out to Arlequin wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll always sip on some good Arlequin wine.
We will.
I love it. Always. I love that for us.
Yeah. And I'm, you know what I like?
Made us
completely semi posh bitches. We are very semi posh bitches. We are really semi poshing it right now. This is an all Kenyan team.
See a mosquito? Did you see?
I don't know. Okay. You fight them shits. You,
yeah, I do. I do.
Out here, like.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
You
it's
know.
The only physical fight I'll ever have in my life.
Actually, like.
Did I cue the soundtrack? Other than the ones I had with my brothers when we were young. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like the fact that it's an all Kenyan team,
mm-hmm.
all Kenyan brands.
Yeah.
You know.
Female owned and run.
Right.
That, like, oh,
it's dope. It's
close to my heart.
It's good. Yeah. And this is the only way. Collaboration for me, and I keep saying this, if you ever encounter me in any way, shape, or form, collaboration is the only way to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
The only way, and especially in the creative sector.
Oh, you know what we should talk about?
Yeah.
Your most challenging collaboration ever in your career.
We'll talk
and
about that.
And challenging as in, like, you're either fangirling or you're working with someone.
Or it was hard as shit. Or it was hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can talk about that. I have them.
All right.
I have a plethora. Of experiences. All
right.
But yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for those of you watching on YouTube, like, share, comment, interact with
check
us.
Out the drink.
Hit us up. Yeah. So, for you listening, share,
thank you,
like,
for being
subscribe.
Here. Yeah,
thank
follow.
You so much. We love
do
you.
All of that
we
stuff.
Are we
and we'll
are,
always link the people that we work with.
Yes.
And yeah,
we're
let us know
that we have an audience that interacts with us. So let's keep it going. Let's enjoy more conversations.
Yeah, guys, like, as you can tell, we love interacting with you. So
yeah.
Let's
so
keep
let's
it
do
going.
This.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.